More than a month after the end of the hurricane season, people across Florida are still in temporary homes. Four hurricanes struck Florida this year, and today NPR begins a series on their long-term effects. We'll start with people thrown out of their homes by the storms. Here's NPR's Ari Shapiro.
The four hurricanes of 2004 created the largest emergency relief effort ever for the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA. Charlie, Francis, Ivan, and Jean collectively stretched from Florida's northwestern panhandle all the way down to Palm Beach on the southeastern coast. That's nearly 1,000 miles. So when FEMA Deputy Coordinating Officer Brad Gehr needs to visit his agency's temporary housing sites, a car just won't cut it. As the rickety six-seat airplane flies east from Orlando, there's one obvious sign of hurricane damage still waiting to be fixed.
Well, we should be looking for blue roofs, as we call them.
Around the center of the state, maybe one in 10 houses has a blue tarp nailed to the roof. Closer to the Atlantic coast, where two of the storms first made landfall, there are bright blue squares on nearly every other building.
There are 135,000 that we did, and then we also gave away another 500,000 smaller tarps that people put onto their own homes. So as you fly over, you can definitely tell the damaged areas.
First stop is Pahokee.
The town of Pahokee is only about 50 miles inland from wealthy Palm Beach, but it looks like it could be the other side of the world. It's a mostly poor sugarcane farming community on the shores of Lake Okeechobee. On this day, a fierce wind is churning up whitecaps, and any residents left in the devastated Keene Mobile Home Park are huddling indoors. FEMA officials have been regularly knocking on doors here, trying to convince residents in damaged houses to move into a new trailer park just down the road. Gehr says for a variety of reasons, a second wave of people has only recently started to ask for housing.
Who thought they were okay in their houses after they did some temporary repairs, then they found that mold has begun to emerge. Lots of people also have been staying with family and friends. People have been waiting a long time for insurance settlements, maybe trying to make do with their own resources.
Gehr says landlords are sometimes the biggest obstacle. At the Keene Mobile Home Park in Pahokee, the owner tried to ban government officials from even talking with residents. And in nearby Indiantown, after a FEMA agent told Jessica Jones that her family's moldy rental home was uninhabitable, Jones's landlady left this note taped to the door.
I'm not going to hide it. Wait a minute. My son found this when he went to the house. After we was on the news, this is what the landlady left us. Jessica, you're so nasty. Beware, lying piece of shit. You need to find something to do with yourself instead of working the system. God bless you.
Jones says the landlord had offered her family 1 month's free rent after a tree crashed through the roof of their house. Then the landlord said that Jones would have to pay for repairs using her disaster relief check.
We didn't have nowhere to go, so we had to take the money, the rent money, and put the lights on in the house. But I feel, why should we have to be the one fixing it, and it's your house?
Jones says the landlord kicked her out after that. Now, she's just happy that she, her husband, and her three children have a place to live.
Because I don't have to worry about suffocating. I don't have to worry about my children being sick, none of us being sick. And to see the pictures of the mold that we took, all of us, thank God, we should have been dead.
These trailers are not a long-term solution. Although hurricane victims are allowed to remain in FEMA housing for 18 months, FEMA trailers will not withstand hurricane-strength winds. And they're small for a family of five like the Joneses. So the next step is mobile homes. Rows of houses are lined up in this staging area outside of Fort Pierce, Florida. Gehr says it's a big change from a month ago.
If you stood here the week before Thanksgiving, you would be run over by the exodus of travel trailers, mobile homes. Every day we're like, are we going to have enough to keep going? Are we going to run out? So what we're starting to see is now we're getting an inventory that's sitting here for a while. We're starting to get a slowdown in the demand, so that's a good sign.
In communities all over the state, FEMA officials are looking for sites to build long-term mobile home parks that families like the Joneses can move into. These structures are more than twice as big as the trailers, and they can withstand winds of up to 140 miles an hour. Mike Brown is the Undersecretary for Emergency Preparedness and Response at the Department of Homeland Security, and he says this is all part of a strategy of preparing for what could be a series of intense hurricane seasons.
We work very closely with the state to make certain that it's the most up-to-date construction that they can do, that where there needs to be building code changes, we will try to help the state think about ways to strengthen the building codes so that the next time we have a rough season, maybe we won't have quite as much damage.
Because as every Floridian knows, and nobody likes to acknowledge, the beginning of the 2005 hurricane season is just 5 months away. Ari Shapiro, NPR News.